from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCorsenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Donald Trump gave an update following last night's plane crash near Washington, D.C.
Mission, sadly, there are no survivors.
And the president spoke from the White House press room, calling this an hour of anguish for the nation. The collision involving an American Airlines jet and Army Black Hawk helicopter happened just before 9 p.m. Eastern over the Potomac. Trump added it is not yet known what led to the crash, but vowed to make sure it doesn't happen again. At least 67 people are dead, including members of the U.S. figure skating championship team, coaches, and their families. President Trump is also weighing using the power of the pen to stop New York City's controversial congestion pricing. MTA Chairman Jan Oliber has released stats saying the toll has reduced congestion and traffic accidents while boosting the use of mass transit. The Riders Alliance is now issuing a statement saying that if Trump does issue an executive order halting the program, it would likely kill hundreds of thousands of infrastructure jobs and make millions of commuters late to work again. Any move to stop it will likely trigger yet another major legal battle. And an Ocean County man admits to robbing a convenience store at knife point and a string of shoplifting incidents.
Barnegat resident Nicholas Santiago has pleaded guilty to counts of robbery and shoplifting in connection with multiple offenses last year in Stafford Township. The 39-year-old Santiago robbed a convenience store along Route 72 and shoplifted from the same local grocery store multiple times between May and June. Prosecutors say the state would seek a 5-year prison term at sentencing in March. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will things be warmer tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for tonight, becoming cloudy, and there will be a bit of rain arriving towards daybreak where temperatures are at or below freezing. Perhaps some pockets of freezing rain, especially in the northwest hills. Lows in the low to mid-30s. Rain drizzle continues through the day tomorrow, but milder, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Some rain early on tomorrow night, lows in the mid-30s. Saturday, dry, partly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. And for Sunday, perhaps a rain or snow shower later in the day, highs in the mid to upper 30s. A meteorologist, Matt Benz.
Okay, we got 34 in Newark, 31 in Edison, 35 Mount Holly. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.